We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm not a fan of a school shutting down again over mask issues and over COVID issues, but that's their decision, and it's not my kids. I just think, particularly in Pittsburgh, where some of the schools have shut down and even the administration building over COVID, I think it's ridiculous. I just do. I think it's fear-mongering. I think if people are vaccinated and boosted and you tell them to wear masks, they shouldn't be staying home, teachers or kids. But again, I'm not a big shot. But I'm also a bit concerned about the alarmist mentality of dramatic boost in COVID cases. Let's freak out again. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's healthy. And I don't think it's productive. However, let's talk to the man, one of my friends, someone I would trust with my own life, Dr. Don Yearley with UPMC. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me today.
Give us your take, sir. I see some of the alarmist reporting in the national media and somewhat locally. Should we be alarmed about an uptick in COVID cases, sir?
I think you should be aware of an uptick in cases, but I don't think you should be alarmed. We got to very low numbers of not only positive cases in the community, but of people who required hospital care about a month and a half ago. Those numbers have gone up. In other words, there are more people who have the infection and more people who have the infection that need care, but nowhere near the experiences that we had in December and January. So, and we always expected that there'd be some amount of fluctuation here. So, yes, it has changed again, but it is not overwhelming now.
Some of the variants that you see, they come and go. I'm being told by your folks that the boosters, the vaccines have been effective. Is that accurate, sir?
Yeah, the vaccines provide some amount of protection against serious illness. And they do it variably as the virus changes, but they provide protection. And they also, in the community, not so much in an individual, help depress the total amount of virus around. So the vaccines are doing their jobs. The vaccines are going to have to be reminded and boosted at times, and they'll probably have to change as the virus changes. We do that every year with, for example, influenza vaccines.
So, and I've seen some of your numbers. There's an uptick, but as you mentioned, and I want you to kind of stress it, it's not a dramatic uptick. Do you see this as kind of hanging there or what, sir?
I think that we'll see ebbs and flows. And so at the low 6 weeks ago, across all the UPMC sites, we would have had about 30 people in the hospital. Today, it's about 140. That's spread over 40 different hospitals, so there's nobody overwhelmed. Remember, at the very peak of the pandemic, there would have been over 1,200 people with that, and many more real sick. So has the number gone up? Yes. Is it scary high numbers? Absolutely not.
I was there the other day for a CT and a PET scan at Hillman, and everybody has a mask, and I asked around, and I was being told that people still get combative about not wearing masks. It's kind of offensive to me that people just don't want to follow basic orders. Why is it, Doc, that people are still irritated about something, especially in a hospital where there's so many people, especially at Hillman, that are so immunosuppressed? Why is that, sir, even now?
That's an interesting observation and a really hard question to answer. You're right that the hospital environment, just like the nursing home environment, is different than walking out in the park or going to a shopping center. And so we have to use the protection that makes sense for the environment. Obviously, in the hospital, I want you safe and you feeling safe. So we've never backed off on the masking requirements in our healthcare facilities. But we also recognize if you were out having a walk on a beautiful day like today or shopping not in a crowded area, that the need for a mask isn't the same as it was at different points during the pandemic. I think people want to be done with the pandemic. That doesn't mean that the pandemic is done with us yet.
Yeah, it's actually interesting, the dynamic. Some folks say, to hell with this thing. It's over. I don't give a damn. I'm not doing anything anymore. Yet others are shutting down schools and administrative offices in school districts. Doctor, there has to be an adult in the room to make productive decisions, does there not?
I think you're exactly right. And we're at a phase in the pandemic now that identifying your personal risk and the situations that you're in and titrating your therapies to that. By therapies, I mean everybody should get vaccinated. Whether or not you're going to wear a mask, how much distance you do, really depends on where you're at and what you're doing and who's around you, and making those kind of smart decisions. There's not a one-size-fits-all answer for everybody, even though people want that.
Dr. Don Yearly, there's no one better. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Just pay attention, man. Use common sense. And quit getting angry when someone asks you to wear a mask. Grow up. Grow up. Come on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.